You left your hometown. Where did you go?
Well, I went to this training center for Palestine.
So you were then 14, 15 years old?
Yeah.
And you went to a training center?
Yeah, agricultural training center. See, what they wanted in Palestine were people to work the land, farmers.
Was that your intention?
No, but that was the only option.
Did you think that you were going to go to Palestine at one time?
At the time, I felt, yeah, because that was the only way out.
Your parents in this time, then, that you're at the Palestine training camp, what are they doing? Are they encouraging you? You have to move on? You have to go there? They knew it was
time? No, this was just a matter of fact. You accept it.
Okay. So all the Jewish boys and girls?
Those that could, not everybody. You kind of lost track of a lot of them. Some of them were able to leave the country. See, I came from a small town, and there were not that many there. You had to be a teenager or early 20s.
You left your family then and went
into.
Was that okay with you? Was that tough to do that?
No. We were more independent than kids here were. Like when we were 10 years old, few of us would go on an all-day bicycle ride. Well, hell, you wouldn't do that in this country. I'd take my bicycle into Bremen, which was about 10 miles. Nobody thought anything about it because there was no crime. So we were more independent.
So you were in the Palestinian training center learning to be a farmer.
That's right. Plant, plow, dig.
How did you enjoy that?
Well, I didn't enjoy it, but that was it. It was a pretty rigorous training.
You would have been there in that training?
Close to a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Close to that, yeah. Not quite, maybe.
So that was a long time then for somebody who thought, this is my ticket out of here.
Yeah. It was a two-year deal. And we lived in barracks, which was a good preparation for the army. Not much comfort. But we were all young. There was a lot of camaraderie, too.
Did you get to go home, visit your family?
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, what happened once during the harvest, I got a little wheat chaff in my right eye. It cut the cornea a little. In other words, I can't focus my right eye too well. But I was an artillery forward observer, too. I had cheated a few times.
All these others that were with you, mostly boys?
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls. I guess you talked amongst each other. This is our ticket out of here.
Yeah.
And as far as you knew, you were going to Palestine.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I saw two of them in 1967. I was making a geologic study in the Dead Sea area, paid for by the government and the UN. And I spent about 3 weeks over there, so I took an opportunity to visit a couple of people.
What a reunion that was.
Yeah. One of them was a director of schools on a kibbutz, and the other was a scientist, a research scientist.
You spent then, you said, a year and a half.
Yes.
There in the training.
Yeah.
And it was a two-year program.
Yeah.
What happened at the end of a year and a half?
I got an invitation from my aunt and Enid to come to this country. I don't know exactly when it was. Must have been towards the end of 36. So I accepted it, of course. I had no desire to go to Palestine.
So that wasn't a problem with those who were in charge of your training?
Oh, no, no. You made your own decisions.
That was very, very welcome news to you.
Yeah, you're damn right.
In your studies in Germany, you were taught about the United States, and that was all part of your history?
Well, in our part of the country, a lot of people had relatives in this country. I mean, like my dad, he had two sisters and two brothers in this country. Since the 1890s, we corresponded and visited. I mean, we had a lot of American come and visit. The thing was, one of their favorite books was The Last of the Mohicans. We had a German author who'd never been to this country, Karl May, and he wrote a lot of Indian stories. We played cowboys and Indians. I had a feather deal and I had a tomahawk. I mean, that's what we played when we were kids.
So your knowledge of cowboys and Indians came from these books, or was it from history classes in school?
No, not history in school, just reading and learning about it from other people.
You were taught history as a youngster?
Oh, yeah.
And so you were taught about the United States, and was there a view of the United States?
It was mostly European history. I guess we would have gotten to American. See, I left high school after, I guess, 4 years. It's an 8-year course.
Okay.
See, I had English for about 4 or 5 years, and I had French for about 2 years.
In Germany?
Yeah.
You're 16 years old when this invitation comes from your aunt in Enid. Tell us your trek out of there.
I visited my relatives and told them goodbye.
When you took the ship to the United States, your family, your parents were there to send you off?
Oh, yeah, they came to Hamburg with me.
Was that tough to say goodbye? And did you think you'd never see them again?
No. Hell, I was young.
You didn't think about those things at that time?
No, I figured I'd see him again sometime.
But at 16, you were out to see the world.
That's right.
And your brother, how close was he in age?
He is 8 years younger.
So he was there to see you off, too, then, is he?
Yeah.
He was 8 years old.
Yeah. I came on the SS Manhattan in July and had a very enjoyable trip. Of course, there were a large number of Jews on the ship. Somehow, I couldn't get in with the younger people. I befriended a couple, probably in their 30s. I mentioned to them, they said, yeah, they think you're a Nazi spy, since I didn't look Jewish. The Nazis had spies on some of the ships to see if people would talk against the Nazi regime. Then they would take it out on the family. Anyway, I was on the ship the 4th of July.
In 1937. 37,
yeah.
Yeah.